Hey guys, this is a message to the free portion of the podcast listeners on Spotify and iTunes. I don't know if you know this, but I just got banned off Patreon. They ripped away my income. So it would mean a lot to me if you can come on over to Gumroad. That's where I'm hosting the show mainly. And the shows are usually an hour to an hour and a half long, so you're only getting 5 to 10 minutes here. It would be greatly appreciated if you can come on board Gumroad. wrongop.gumroad.com, or you can find the link on wrongopinion.net. Thanks. Oh, hi, I'm Josh Lacash, and this is Wrong Opinion. You guys, I had a really good episode on Saturday on censored.tv, and I'm not releasing it on the Gumroad. I'm sorry. I feel really guilty, but I feel like I can only do that once a month. And the past few on Censored have been really, really good. But I feel guilty. I feel guilty. Like, I did really good on Saturday. Am I going to do good today? I don't know. We'll see. I hope so. I'm fired up right now. But is my brain going to stop working in like 50 minutes from now? Who knows? I don't know. I really can't plan these things. But Saturday's episode was good. If you want to watch it, it's on censored.tv. I covered a lot of things that maybe I won't cover here. And you're going to be like, why didn't he cover blah, blah? I don't even remember what I covered, honestly. Why didn't he cover blah, blah, blah? And the answer is because I did on Saturday. Okay, you guys? Okay, but you know what? Moving on. This is going to be a great episode. On today's episode, I'm going to do a whole normal podcast. And then I'm interviewing men's rights activist Pepe Anzima Julia. Julian. No, not that. I'm not interviewing that person. I'm interviewing Tanner Guzzi. He is basically one of those men's gurus, like how to live my life properly, how to dress properly, how do I get girls properly, how do I find a wife to marry, you know, that kind of guy. So I think it's going to be a really good interview. He's one of those experts with that. I guess so am I. You watched my Thursday episode, which I told you about my experience, the 2 years I have being married, my experience with that, and then being a dad for a year. So this is actually almost like a continuation of that, where I interview Tanner Guzzi, who this is how he makes his living. You know, this is what he talks about. So it's gonna be interesting. It's always nice to have these sorts of guys come on that you could always kind of like pick and choose what you want to apply to your life, and you know, you'll figure out how to make your life a little bit better and, you know, kind of step away from politics. So this is going to be kind of a mixture of both of those things because, you know, like I said, we're going to do like an hour, maybe less of a normal episode. And then I got Tanner coming on, and I want to get like the kind of boring political stuff out of the way first. And I don't think this is really boring, but I am hearing a lot of good things about this movie, Dinesh D'Souza's movie, 2000 Mules, which is about how the election was rigged. And one of the interesting things is that we were all distracted by, what's her name, Sidney Powell and those types, where they were talking about the rigged machines, which those machines probably were rigged, but the bulk of the theft with regards to the election was targeted mail-in ballots that were harvested. And I think that's where the real problem occurred with the last election. I remember I was in a doctor's office in Los Angeles probably 4 months, or no, like a few months before the election, and they were already tallying how many mail-in ballots were sent out and how many were sent back in. And it was something really massive, like 20 million or something. And I said to myself, I'm like, this is not going to go the way that we think it is going to go. Meaning I 2 months before the election, I'm like, I don't have a good feeling about this. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't have a good feeling about it. So Dinesh D'Souza, whose movies typically are very boomery and very cheesy, I keep hearing good things about this. So I'm you know, I have it. I would pay to see it, you know, because I'm not really for, you know, watching things for free. But unless there's like a thing where you can pay rent it online, I'm not really aware of it. I think it's in some theaters in the United States, but it's definitely not here in Costa Rica. So I'm gonna watch it online, and if I can pay for it, I will pay for it. But this dude from OAN, One America News, this is what he had to say about it. And although I agree with him, it does feel like OAN is fake. Like, it doesn't feel like a real network. And it feels like he's kind of, you know, it definitely feels like an echo chamber. All these networks, even this show, is probably an echo chamber. I mean, I doubt I have very many lefties listening. I think the people who really get lefties listening to them are people like Alex Jones or even Nick Fuentes, because they are being constantly monitored and reported on, that they kind of have to pay attention to them. But I don't think people are really paying attention to One America News. So this is what this guy had to, I don't even know who this guy is, but this is what he had to say about it.
We begin tonight's program with the Dirty Democrats.
All right, so that's kind of the vibe. Before I get to play that any longer, this movie is definitely making waves, because, you know, whenever they feel threatened by things from our side, it has to trend on Twitter and the other websites like Twitter, because they have to debunk it. So they don't even say the film name in the headline. Film claiming 2020 election voting scheme uses faulty assumptions and improper analysis of data, fact checkers report. The new film debuts on May 2nd and 4th in over 270 theaters across the U.S. and uses a flawed analysis of cell phone location data and ballot Dropbox surveillance footage to support its misleading claims. The Associated Press and PolitiFact report, according to experts, the anonymous accounts and improper analysis of cell phone location data used in the film are not precise enough to confirm that somebody deposited a ballot into a Dropbox. That doesn't seem like a very good debunking by the fact checkers. But yeah, this was a AP fact check, which seems reputable to a lot of people who haven't been paying attention for the last 6 years or so. But obviously, they are not reputable. And the interesting thing also, with regards to this, yes, they didn't even mention the name. But from what I heard, a few of the fact checkers were Democratic politicians from Pennsylvania, and you know, certain journalists. Like, these are the people with their ear to the ground, and these are the people who are doing real investigative journalist work, as opposed to someone like Dinesh D'Souza, who, again, very boomery, and his stuff is usually just okay. That guy, from what I hear, put in a lot of work into this. So, which, by the way, this was all of our assumption to begin with regards to the ballot harvesting, the sending out millions upon millions of ballots indiscriminately across the country. Like, we all knew this was the case. But it's nice to have it in a neat little package in this movie. So the vibe of this video is the Republicans good, Democrats bad. But in reality, it's the uni party. And you have to keep that in mind, that they're both bad.
And their big lie.
It's also the Republicans' big lie, by the way. Very few of them are really on the side of Donald Trump and America First.
By that, I mean how they cheated their way into the White House. That's what I mean. Last night, I was invited to Mar-a-Lago by the D'Souza family to watch their new documentary film, 2000 Mules. Let me tell you, folks, what I saw in this movie is mind-blowing. We're talking about proof here. We're talking about facts that you can't dispute. We're talking geo-tracking phone evidence. You know they do it to us all the time, right? With all the apps that we have. And then also video proof, state-run cameras video proof of ballot harvesting and voter fraud at all those ballot boxes they threw around the country so quick during COVID. Remember that? After watching this movie, I will say this. There's not one doubt in my mind that this election was rigged. Period. Point blank. End of story. The left can kiss my yes.
I mean, you can say ass on TV. Come on, guy. Come on, guy. We're talking about serious things here. You got to put a little bit of oomph into it.
What they did to this country is one of the biggest acts of treason in our nation's history. Is that my opinion? Yes. But I'm basing my opinion on the factual proof in the film. That's how I'm basing it. That's why I firmly believe every single American, left, right, independent, libertarian, indifferent, you don't pay attention to politics, I don't care, watch this movie and then get back to me and tell me who's telling the big lie. Democrats or Republicans?
Both. hey, that's this. That's what kind of show this is. Both. They both suck. You understand that? I mean, you obviously understand that. I know you understand that. You guys are smart. I know that. So I don't need to explain it to you anymore, any longer. But if you've seen the movie, let me know what you think. I probably am going to see it sometime this week. I got to find some time. I barely watch anyone else's podcasts. People are like, oh, did you watch the blah, blah, blah podcast? I'm like, no, I don't watch podcasts. I don't even listen to other people's podcasts. I don't have time. And I also don't want to be influenced by other people's opinions. I want this to be kind of like unfiltered. So that was kind of one of the, at least in modern day America, one of the biggest acts of treason. There have been many acts of treason. Now, the opposing side thinks, and I'm saying opposing side because it's not the Democrats, it's just, you know, both kinds of people. They seem to think that January 6th is the worst day in recent history, when in reality, I wish it was their worst day in history. I wish it was what they said it was, but it wasn't.